Wednesday, the exaltation of Jesus. Peter told the truth in his sermon. He said, you know, this Messiah, they've killed him. But although he was dead, he was not left there. He was risen from the dead. And now, he is in heaven. There was a resurrection and an ascension. And Jesus still lives, or lives again. And now he is back in the center of the universe, in control of this universe. And what he did for us is the best what could happen to us. He paid the price for our sin. He did what we never could do. The people heard the story of the Messiah. They heard that God had made him high, although the leaders of the nation wanted to show he's a cheater, therefore he has to be killed. He's against God, although he was the Son of God, coming from the universe. And the longer the speech, the more silence you could feel. The people were just astonished. How could this happen? How could it be? The Messiah, he was killed. What will happen to us now? But Peter went on showing that Jesus Christ has a message. He had a message to tell. Good hope for everybody. New start is possible. You can make a turnaround. Now when Peter made his speech, more and more and more people came to the temple area. And they were impressed. And what they heard here, what they saw here, they took with them. And when these Jews from abroad, who had just come for the feast in Jerusalem, for the Pentecost feast, when they went back into their areas, to Egypt and Cyrene and Rome and this area which is Turkey now, in former days here were different names for all of these areas, Mesopotamia. This was the Roman province of Asia, which became the name for the whole continent today. When Jews who heard Peter speak in Jerusalem went back into their areas, wherever it was, the islands, they told the story they had heard there. So the message of the gospel spread from Pentecost to the Jews who had heard it all over the Mediterranean Sea. All over. Therefore, God made this miracle to make it happen, to quicken the message, so that this gospel could be spread in no time to all different areas in this Roman Empire. Therefore, the gift of tongues. Holy Spirit showed what power he had. And the people were impressed. What would happen next? What would go on now?